BBC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to Newstime.
Hello Emily.
Hello.
And hello to Newstime listener legend Griffin.
Hi, my name's Griffin and I live in Bishano Lutruwita. Hello from the land of the Paraderima people. Hi Emily, I love Newstime and all the wonderful and fascinating scoops. Keep up the good work.
Well, Griffin, if you love scoops, I've got you covered on this week's Newstime. It's an innovation sensation. You're going to hear five stories about people thinking outside the box to make the world a better place. We'll learn about an invention being placed at beaches all over Australia to help save lives. Then we'll head overseas with two mates who are seeing the world one piggyback at a time. And we'll uncover a gadget to stop sticky beaks from causing mischief in our Wow of the Week. But before we get underway though, I've got some extra good news for you. Last month on Newstime, you heard that the only daily news service provided by deaf journalists in Australian Sign Language, Auslan 90, was closing because its funding was ending. Well, in the last week, we've heard the good news that government funding has been extended, which means Auslan 90 will continue sharing news with the deaf community for another year. We also want Newstime to be accessible, so each week we put the transcript, that's all the words that are said in this podcast, on the Newstime website so that anyone can read the stories. Okie dokie, shall we get this inventive countdown underway?
Let's go! Story number five.
On a farm west of Toowoomba in Queensland, a farmer named Brett had a serious fall. Don't worry though, he's okay now. But at the time, he wasn't able to get up and get home. It took his family nearly 2 days to find him.
That's crazy.
I reckon that he felt sad.
Yeah, Brett's family felt terrible that it happened. They bought Brett a necklace and a watch that allowed them to track him around his farm. The problem was, Brett didn't like them. Brett's grandson Kai is an electrical engineer student at university. Kai got thinking and came up with an idea for an invention that could help look after Brett but keep his independence.
Well, maybe he invented the butler.
Or like a robot that could, if he falls over, it can just help him up.
It isn't a robot, but it is electronic. Kai made a smart clock. It looks like a digital alarm clock with a big green button on the top. Brett's family can set the clock to beep at certain times of the day and it'll beep until Brett presses the button. Then, an automatic text message is sent to a phone number to say that the button was pressed, meaning Brett's okay.
Extremely smart and interesting. Also, that's genius. But it says only one person, which is a bad thing.
Well, remember that Brett wants to keep independent. This smart clock means he's not having to answer the phone all the time to say he's okay. Just by pressing the button, his family gets peace of mind. Kai even says that since creating the smart clock, his relationship with his grandfather has improved. Kai then thought that maybe smart clocks would be useful for other families too, and so he kept making them.
Young people are helpful to help old people who need that help.
Very, very smart.
One retirement village bought 11 smart clocks from Kai to trial with its residents, and some hospitals are interested too.
It would help people like in the hospital in case they fall over because patients in the hospital need lots of supervision on them. It would help people.
That's right. Kai turned an alarming situation into an actual alarm, which won't just help his grandfather out, but other families too.
Story number four.
How important is it to feel comfortable in the clothes you wear? Yasmin is a proud Muslim woman who loves going to the gym, but she found it hard to find activewear that was modest, fashionable, and allowed her to cover up according to Muslim faith and culture. That made her feel insecure, and she really wanted to feel good while exercising. Then she had an idea.
So I thought, hey, why not make something? I'm sure there's lots of women out there that feel the same and would appreciate something that was more modest but still looked good and had that style to it.
Yasmin opened a sketchbook and started designing some clothes.
Shirts and, like, dresses.
Before long, she had sketched some gym clothes that were modest, a longer shirt with longer sleeves. She added some zips and other little details.
Just covering your body, I guess, in a way where you still felt cute, you still felt like you fit in, but you had that modesty that you needed.
I bet no one would think of that.
Yasmin created the clothes and was so pleased with them, she decided to start her own activewear business. She learned the basics by watching videos on social media, and before long, people at her gym were asking if anyone could wear the clothes. And Yasmin said yes, because she designed it with different people and different needs in mind.
I feel like they'll be very happy that now they can go to the gym with this new clothes.
Yasmin says her biggest supporters along the way have been her three daughters. She wanted to make them proud, and I think we all can agree she has.
Well, I bet they'd be like, "This is great, Mom. You're doing the best thing."
You can make new stuff to do it, and you can invent stuff that could help us.
Well done, Yasmin, on creating a fit for comfortable fitness.
Story number three.
You might have heard that some sharks around Australia have been a bit vicious lately.
There have been multiple shark attacks, and so they closed the beach for a while until they found out that the sharks were gone for good.
One of these attacks happened at Coogee Beach, where a mum named Leah was bitten by a suspected white shark. More than 1,000 community members turned up at the beach over the weekend to swim out in a showing of support for Leah. Leah's life was saved with the help of a very clever invention that has been placed on 200 beaches around Australia. Can you guess what it might be?
It can spray the shark to sleep?
It's not a spray.
There's a big giant claw that can go miles long. It goes all the way. It'll grab the person and bring them all the way back to shore really quickly.
That's a very neat idea, but it wasn't that. It's actually a shark bite kit. It's attached to a pole on the beach and filled with important first aid supplies, like a tourniquet, which is a really tight bandage to stop blood loss, blankets and instructions, so any member of the public can use it quickly. That's exactly what happened for Leah at Coogee Beach.
Because with that, even someone who hasn't practiced can save anyone's life.
The shark bite kit was invented by a surfer and teacher named Danny from the mid-north coast of New South Wales.
I think he did that because so many people are just getting hurt by sharks, and he wanted to save people's life by putting bandages in.
You're right. Danny created the kit after his friend was attacked by a great white shark off the coast of Port Macquarie a few years ago. He wanted to make sure that there was no need to wait for a doctor or ambulance for medical treatment.
I think he put bandages in there to save people's lives, and he was a great lifesaver.
He would have felt proud of himself with pride.
Danny wants to get more of his kits onto beaches around Australia because at the moment they're found mostly at city beaches. Great work, Danny.
Story number two.
The world is a big place, and there's two friends who are doing their best to see as much of it as they can.
They're climbing a cliff, I'm guessing.
Going up a long, long track. Heaps of stairs, like 10,000 stairs.
And if you look closely, Lockie is giving his friend Fletcher a piggyback.
They look like they're having fun, running up a cliff to get a good view.
After a mountain biking accident a few years ago, Fletcher became a paraplegic. He has some sensation and movement in his legs, but he can't walk more than 20 metres before feeling really wrecked. After his incident, Fletcher wanted to keep being as active as possible and soon met Lockie, who shared his love for adventure. Together, they decided to push the boundaries and make adventure accessible. And that's where the piggybacking began.
So Fletcher can look at the views, but it's also very hard for Lockie to do it for a very long time.
Fletcher usually gets around in a wheelchair, but when there's a big staircase to climb, that's where piggybacking comes in handy. The pair of mates have just come back from a three-month trip to four continents around the world. In Hong Kong, Lockie piggybacked Fletcher up 268 steps to see the big Buddha. And in Brazil, he piggybacked him through caves where the ground wasn't suitable for a wheelchair.
It's really nice that his friends can see all the amazing places they go.
Because it's adventurous and lots of people like adventure.
The mates share their adventures on social media to thousands of followers, hoping to change the way people think about travelling with a disability. They've even found having a wheelchair has some advantages because they can store their backpacks underneath it.
It's very, very lucky for Fletcher to have a best friend to carry him all around the place.
And I reckon Lockie loves having someone to see the world with. All right, we've journeyed around the world, but we've landed back at home for our...
Wow of the Week!
This story made me go wow because it's very funny.
This story made me go wow because it's so smart of an idea so no one can throw rubbish anymore.
You've heard a bit recently on Newstime about people cleaning up litter. From people tidying the side of highways to removing trolleys from a creek, it takes everyone to keep our community clean. But I must say, it's hard to do that when the native wildlife starts to do the littering.
A bunch of bins, there's lots of rubbish around.
Because the cockatoos are picking the rubbish out and putting it on the ground?
Yeah, cheeky cockatoos in the Victorian coastal town of Lawn have been making a real mess. Sulphur-crested cockatoos love lifting the lids off local wheelie bins and spreading rubbish on the ground. And it's a trick that the birds have learnt from each other.
It's very disrespectful for the birds to do that because we need to keep that place clean and they're just messing it all up.
I think they're doing it because the cockatoos don't like the rubbish inside the bin and they want to make a nest there.
I think that they're picking out all the food and eating it, and then the stuff that is scraps, they're just chucking it all out.
Members of the local community have tried different things to stop the birds in their tracks, like weighing down the lids with water bottles. They've also added rubber strips to the sides of bins, but the cockies just chew through them.
I think they should make like a key lock thing so you get the key and unlock the bin to put your food in, and then you lock it back up.
Put a game on the bin, and if you win the game, you get to unlock the bin.
I like that. There might be a solution now, though, thanks to a Victorian men's shed group. The men used recycled plastic to invent something they've called an apron. It's a frame that's screwed under the wheelie bin's lid. It's too thick for the cockatoos to grip with their beaks, and they can't lift the lids when they're standing on them.
I think it's a good idea, and it's a genius because is good for the environment.
The local council is so convinced the invention has outsmarted the cockatoos that they've bought 500 aprons to install on local bins. Now that their littering schemes have been thrown out, the local birds must be in a real flap.
Hey, that's not nice. I want to make this place more rubbishy.
Alrighty, we've sealed the bins. Now let's seal this news time with today's quiz. Question 1. What did Kai invent for his grandfather? A smart clock. Question 2. Yasmin invented clothing designed to be worn where? The gym. Question 3. What potentially life-saving invention has been placed at more than 200 beaches around Australia? Shark bite kits. Question 4. How do Lockie and Fletcher get around places that aren't wheelchair accessible? By piggyback. And question 5. What's the name of the invention to stop cockatoos littering in Lawn? Apron. Phew! After all that innovation, I am tired. And I haven't even given anyone a piggyback. Don't forget, though, if you'd like to be a Newstime listener legend like Griffin, ask your grown-ups to head to the Newstime page on the ABC Kids Listen website. And don't forget to ask your adults to follow or favourite Newstime so you never miss an episode.
Thank you.
Thanks, Emily.
You're very welcome. Hopefully you've been inspired to think about problems in your neighbourhood and how you might solve them using a little bit of creativity. Okay, Emily, let's think. How can I stop that possum from climbing onto my roof at night? Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.